The announcement of the Pope's donation comes after devastating flood caused by heavy rainfall in August displaced more than 12,000 people and destroyed an estimated 6,000 homes in the diocese. Bishop Stephen Adoho Ador of the Catholic Diocese of Malakal says Pope Francis realized that the people of South Sudan need more than prayers.
When the issue of the flood also came up, he saw that the people of South Sudan need to be assisted, need to be helped, not only by prayers, but also maybe with also some kind of material assistance. That is why this donation came for the Diocese of Malakal. And the Diocese of Malakal comprises Unity State, Upper Nile State, Tungule State, Rural Administrative Area, and also Bibor Administrative Area. So almost something like five states, and they are all divided by the flood. That's why I was, as a bishop, also I have to inform the Holy See, the Pope, that is the situation our church is facing. And that is why we are grateful for that generosity and charity.
Bishop Ador says he has not received official communication about the Pope's cash donation, but says he will contact the Juba office of the Vatican Embassy to learn more.
What I saw in like in the social media is something like 75,000. But officially, there is no notification that arrived to my office up to this moment. I did not receive that kind of notification. Just got in the social media like another person. It is already in the embassy in Juba, I mean Malakal.
James Montour Dao is a leader of Internally Displaced People CAM, which has been submerged by flood in Malut County for weeks. He says the donation comes at a time when the IDPs are in dire need of assistance. Dao says the IDPs in Malut lack basic necessity like food and water. He says some flood victims have died.
The cash donated must reach as fast as possible as to help those who are affected by the flooding. And this is what we have been calling from the government, business people, the organizations to come rescue our situation here. Right now, as we talk, we are having a meeting with those who have the machines who can help push water back to the river. We welcome this cash donation as to help rescue the internal displaced persons in the camps.
Malut County flood victim Lemijuak Deng says his family has nowhere to live. He says he appreciates the Pope's donation and anticipate that church authorities in Malakal will prioritize getting food and medicine to the IDPs.
Right now, there are no tents and proper settlement, but what is necessary at the moment is food and hospital or medical facility. Medical health facility. So if there is another support, then maybe they should provide us with mosquito nets, because due to flooding there are a lot of mosquitoes.
Dao says there are about 18,000 internally displaced persons in Malut and Malakal counties of Upper Nile State. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates that more than 426,000 people have been affected by flood across the country this year. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.